Kasama ko ngayon si Adrian Tuason Macsheen. Siya ang kandidato para sa Australian Equality Party at pag-uusapan natin at tatalakayin natin ang mga inihahain nila para sa nalalapit na halalan. Magandang araw, Adrian.
Magandang araw sa iyo, Maydel.
Salamat sa panahon mo.
Thank you.
Australian Equality Party. May tatlong taon simula nang nabuo ang partido.
Ako, I've been involved in the community, particularly in the Filipino community for a long time now. So I've been and I used to work at a union and I was organizing Filipino women in hospitality, the hospitality industry. Tapos, I was also involved. I was one of other couples na we were seeking to have our Canadian marriage recognized by the Australian government back in 2004. So I've been involved, I guess, in advocacy in the LGBTIQ space for a while, around 2013. So we were, ako, myself and my partner si Jason, we were just together with our friends and it was just katatapos lang nung election, Tony Abbott just won. Tapos medyo, we were really disillusioned by the situation in terms of marriage equality. So Australia, wala pa rin. And we thought, you know, what do we do? What can we do about it? So basically, si Jason's idea was say, how about we form our own political party? It's time now for us to have our own independent voice for equality. So dun nag-umpisa, I mean, platform and what we stand for. Because, you know, maraming mga tao nagtatanong, bakit anong difference nyo between you and the Greens, for example. You know, mang sagot ko dyan is, you know, we are thankful for what the other parties have done for LGBTI rights in the past. But I think it's time for us to have our own voice, an independent one, particularly in the House of Review, in the Senate, in Parliament.
So, ibig sabihin,
fairness and human rights. Yeah.
Gusto mo ng isang partido na yung layunin ay yung mga nais ninyong ihain o mabigyang pansin. Hindi lamang ito sa pangkalahatan, pero maitangi ang layunin ninyo.
Tama. Tapos yung hindi siya, hindi ko alam yung Tagalog, encumbered by the other part, you know, the other parties have their own, they stand on their own, they have their own kind of principles and what they stand for, right? We wanted one that was purely at the heart of our vision is about human rights, fairness, and equality for LGBTIQ Australians.
Siguro yung may sasabi nating katangi-tangi sa inyo ay ang bumubuo mismo ng partido ay kumakatawan sa komunidad. Dahil kung ihahambing sa Greens or sa Labor, halo-halo sila.
Tama.
Ngayon, maaaring tanongin ng mga tao, marriage equality lang ba ang hinahain ng Australian Equality Party?
Hindi. So maraming, tinatawag na namin ngayon siyang gold standard na policy document na dinevelop namin over 2 years and it's obviously a working document. We have some 23 points that is all about LGBTIQ inclusion and human rights. Gusto ko lang i-ano yung LGBTIQ in case na hindi alam yung mga listeners. So LGBTIQ, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, intersex. Tapos yung Q stands for queer, which parang nire-represent na siya yung iba pang sexually diverse and gender
orientation.
People. Yeah, orientation, yeah. So anyway, so going back to that, so yung marriage equality, maybe isa lang yan out of the 23 policy points. Yung pinakauna namin ay gusto namin mag-establish ng human rights charter. At the moment, Australia doesn't have one. So the constitution of Australia is the only way that we can kind of look through, navigate discrimination and human rights. So we don't have a separate human rights charter. So that's something that we want to have, that we seek to have.
Pag sinasabi mo yun, ibig sabihin ba sa pag-unawa ko dahil hindi kayo kinikilala ng saligang batas, hindi makikilala yung mga karapatan nyo bilang mga miyembro ng LGBTIQ?
Yeah, totoo yan. Ganun. So yung Federal Human Rights Charter na gusto namin i-set up or i-establish, importante yan para what we believe in is that responsibilidad ng gobyerno to protect our human rights. And it is through that Human Rights Charter na i-establish to make sure na yung mga fundamental sets of human rights na we all have, regardless of our gender, age, sexual orientation, ethnicity, you know, or religious affiliation, are all protected. So at the moment, walang ganyan sa Australia. We rely on the constitution and we rely on state-based parang anti-discrimination laws. So
ngayon, Adrian, may tanong ako. Maaring naglalaro rin to sa isipan ng marami. Sa Australia kasi, kinikilala yung de facto relationship. Ang de facto relationship, wala siyang kinikilala sa pagitan ng kung sa kasarian, hindi ba?
Yes. So, de facto relationships, same-sex couples are recognized.
Kung kinikilala kayo sa de facto relationship, ano ang kahalagahan na kilalanin kayo sa kasal? At yung kasal na ito, liliwanagin ko, ang pinaglalaban nyo ay kilalanin ng state, hindi ng simbahan.
Totoo. So, yung Marriage Act is a civil act. So, it defines civil marriages. So, kung ano man yung ginagawa ng mga religious, mga churches, they actually must rely on that in terms of the legislation. Pero they're allowed to do whatever they want. Okay? So, if the Marriage Act does change and includes same-sex couples, the churches will continue to do whatever they want. Yes? So it doesn't actually affect them in that way. So they can, for example, choose not to marry same-sex couples if they didn't want to. Like now, for example, kunyari, hindi ka pwede, kung hindi ka Jewish, hindi ka pwede magkasal sa synagogue, for example. Or kung hindi ka, maraming mga alam mo naman, di ba, especially sa Filipino community, pag hindi ka Catholic, kailangan ka maging Catholic in order to be married in a Catholic church, di ba? Anyway, the main reason we are seeking marriage equality for LGBTI people is because, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world, marriage defines relationship that we all see, it defines family, and we want to be part of that, and we want to be seen as part of that, and we want to be included in that. So one of the main reasons na gusto namin marriage equality is dahil we want our dignity to be recognized. Not because we want to get married, but we want to have the option and to be part of that, for our relationships to be equal with everyone else. Yes. So regardless of whether relationships namin are regarded as de facto, that's fine. What we believe is more important is to have access to be able to get married.
Ikaw ba, Adrian, pag lumalabas ka sa komunidad Pilipino, nararamdaman mo pa rin na kahit paano may ilan na medyo...
Meron siguro more to do with, like for example, every time I go out and see other people, I always have to out myself and whenever I'm with my family because I can't just pretend.
Kasi minamatch ka nila sa ibang babae.
I just can't pretend that, for example, my son doesn't, I have to be open and honest about it. My son has two dads, Like when we're out as a family, it's always constantly having to out ourselves compared to, say, a straight couple who have kids and they're just out and they don't have to
paliwanag.
Hindi na kailangan magpaliwanag o kailangan this awkwardness, initial awkwardness or something about having to explain your family.
Nito mga nakarang araw, sinabi ni Bill Shorten na sakaling manalo ang Labor, nais silang mangyari na hindi na kailangang ipaliwanag o ipaglaban ng isang tao ang taong mahal niya para makasal sila. Ngunit nais silang gawin bago o repasuhin o amyendahan ng Marriage Act 100 days na pag-upo nila. Para sa kanila, yung plebiscite ay magbubunga, magbibigay daan para sa pagbukas ng yung tinatawag nilang homophobic hatred. Sangayon ka ba?
Kami, we do not support the plebiscite. So first thing, we believe it is a delaying tactic na established ng coalition government because they don't want marriage equality. It has already been established that we don't need the plebiscite in order to pass the law. We just need to pass the law. The same way that when the Marriage Act was changed back in 2004 by John Howard, there was no plebiscite then. They just changed it. The reason why we're against the plebiscite is, yes, that for that reason, and also for the fact that it will be harmful for LGBTIQ Australians, young people and their families, for the kind of bigotry and hatred that will come out
sa pangangampanya
leading up to the plebiscite. Yung no side will be very terrible, and it's to the point that I fear for my own son. I don't want him to see the negative campaign against our family. His peers, his friends will see it on TV, on billboards. There will probably be flyers floating around, so they will see all of that, and it's not good. If I'm feeling it, what do you think, you you know, a young lesbian, gay person or transgendered person will feel. And it will be terrible. Like, it will cause a lot of harm, mental, and already we are experiencing that.
Maraming salamat, Adrian Tuasan-Makchin at ng Australian Equality Party at good luck sa nalalapit na halalan.
Thank you, Maridel.
SBS. SBS. SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS
Radio.